Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay. Last week we mentioned the Gemara. Last week we started the Gemara Daf Chof Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Memre. Shochem Eitam, they sent right in the middle of the Yom. Shochem Eitam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to the Chachmei Bavel that even if you write the get on Isuri Hanoe, it's also good. So this is a famous Gemara. That's what I mentioned last week, that in many yeshivas, before you would open the Masechta, before you would open the first page, they would give a shira on this Gemara. Why? Because the Ktzais has a famous kasha, and the boy Zais, a big Yisoid based on this Gemara. The Ktzais is bothered with a kasha. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. Last week, we mentioned the Gemara. Last week, we started the Gemara, Daf Chof Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Memre. Shochem Eitam, they sent right in the middle of the Yom. Shochem Eitam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to the Chachmei Bavel that even if you write the get on Isuri Hanoe, it's also good. So this is a famous Gemara. That's what I mentioned last week, that in many yeshivas, before you would open the Masechta, before you would open the first page, they would give a shira on this Gemara. Why? Because the Ktzais has a famous kasha, and the boy Zais, a big Yisoid based on this Gemara. The Ktzais is bothered with a kasha. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Mem Hei, Omed Aleph, but the Gemara speaks about a Shara Niskal. Shara Niskal Heis, a Shor Shaharagas Adam, that says in the Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, that the Shor is Chayv Skila, even if it's a Shor Tam. Shor Tam Heis, the first three times that it does damage, is a Shor Tam. So the difference between a Shor Tam and a Shor Muad is that a Shor Shaharagas Adam, the first three times, doesn't have to pay Kaifer. You only have to pay kofar if the shor lives so long. The bezna is supposed to give the shor skila from the first time that it kills another. But in case the shor ran away, or in case for some reason or another bezna was unable to give skila, so the bala shor doesn't have to pay kofar for the first three times that he kills. And the fourth time, when he's a shor mod, he kills another, he pay kofar. But the din is that a shor, shor hargis adam, is chayv skila. So when the Bezin makes the Gemar Din, that the Shor was Hargis HaAdam, and the Bezin made the, and Bezin wants to make a Gemar Din that, to make it into Shor Niskal. So the Gemara says, can I sell the Shor? What's the Din of Machroi? If I sell the Shor, is the sale valid, or is the sale not valid? So the Gemara says that it depends. If Mechora Kaidim Gemar Din, Mechora Kayim. If Mechora Acha Gemar Din, Mechora Eina Mochor. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. If you sell it after Gemar Din, is Eina Mochor. Why is it Eina Mocher? What kind of a din is that? So the Pashup Shat is because of the fact that it's also Bano. So what? It's also Bano. So why is the sale not valid? So the Ktzais HaChayshin says, Nu Pashup Shat in the Gemara is either Isuri Hanoa not Shaloi. You see from that Gemara Achidish? Let's say I buy milk from the store and I buy flesh from the butcher and by mistake, I buy mezid, b'shogeg, whatever, I cook it together and I make it into Basa B'cholot. So the din is that it's also Bano. So there are a group of Achreinim who say that, a group of Rishonim and a group of Achreinim, Ashayla Mishnah Brura, had a Paskin Lalocha. There are Paskin who hold Lalocha that all Yisuri Hano are Eina Shaloi. Even though the milk was mine, the flesh was mine, but the minute that I cook it together and it becomes Asa Bahano, on Yisuri Hano, you can't have any bilis, it's Eina Shaloi. So they say that that's Pshat in the Gemara. Mechoro Acha Gmardin Eina Mechor. If you sell the Shor Aniskal after the Gmardin, the sale is not valid. Because it's Eina Shaloi. If it's not yours, so you're not a balabas to sell it. It doesn't belong to you. It can't belong to anybody else either. That's how many paskim hold. Other Rishonim and other Achreinim disagree. Nishin Tabasa B'cholot. So the din is that it's Asa Bano. So there are a group of Achreinim who say that a group of Rishonim and a group of Achreinim, Ashayla Mishnah Brura, had a paskim la'locha. There are paskim who hold la'locha that all Yisuri Hano are Eina Shaloi. Even though the milk was mine, the flesh was mine, but the minute that I cook it together, and it becomes Asa Bano, on Isuri Hano, you can't have any bilis, it's Eina Shaloi. So they say that that's Pshat in the Gemara. Mechoro Acha Gmardin Eina Mechor. If you sell the Shor Aniskal after the Gmardin, the sale is not valid because it's Eina Shaloi. So if it's not yours, so you're not a balabas to sell it. It doesn't belong to you, it can't belong to anybody else either. That's how many paskin hold. Other Rishonim and other Achreinim disagree. Mishnah Brura is Mesupik had a paskin. Others hold no, that Isuri Hano are Shaloi, but it's not. I'm not a full bailim. It's called Eina Bishusa. In order to be a full bailim on something, let's say I own this watch, I own my clothing, I own the Gemara. So the Gemara is Shali Ubishusi. It's under my control. Let's say a ganav steals my gemara. I don't know where it is. So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Gazal, learnis yasha abaylin." If somebody stole my property, and I don't know where it is, so shnei men mechalim hakdisha. Neither the ganav nor the owner has the ability to be magdish. Why is that? Lefishen shaloi. Is that lefishen b'shusa? The ganav can't be magdish. It doesn't belong to him. The behemoth is not his. But even the real owner, the nignab, the one who really owns it, also can't be magdashid, because it's ain't a b'shusay, and in order to be considered a full bailim, the object has to be shalcho b'shuscha. And Rabbi Yechon is a machlek is satanoim, and it's learned out from a pasuk, and that's how we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Machlek is Rabbi Yechon v'shlokish, and that's how we pass that in order to be considered a full bailim, it has to be shaliyah b'shusi. So if somebody steals my property, it's still shali. They stole my gemara, they stole my behemoth, it's still shali, but it's ain't a bishusi because I have no access to it. So who are dinami? What if I have a basa b'cholof that's also b'hano? I have a shayin nisqa, I have anything. Or look, like I have anything that's also b'hano. So fine, it belongs to me, but I have no ishtamshus. My hands are tight, my hands and feet are tight. I can't use it because the Torah prohibits me from using it. So it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same as a gneve. A gneve, even if I'm not a religious Jew and I don't believe in anything, I have no choice. It's ain't a b'shusi, I just a metzias. Even a goy, if they steal his property, he just can't get to it. He has no access in metzias. Over here, I have it. The basa b'cholot is here. I'm sitting and eating the basa b'cholot. But since the halacha says that I'm not allowed to eat it, I'm not allowed to sell it, I'm not allowed to give it, I'm not allowed to do anything with it, it's also b'achil, it's also b'ano, so maybe the halacha declares that it's ain't a b'shusa. So that's a machlekes. So the Gemara again. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama that when I have a shor haniskal that's nigmar dinoi, koidim shenigmar dinoi mechora mechora, if I sell it, the sale is valid. Lacha shenigmar dinoi, after I sell it, mechora ain't a mechora. So either the Gemara means one thing or the other. Well, why is the sale not valid? Either because Yisuri HaNoa not Shaloi, or Yisuri HaNoa, even if they are Shaloi, is Eina B'shusa. L'chara, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. How then can you learn? I say the Mishnah Berurah quotes Ashay Lendin. Where does the Mishnah Berurah come up? Yeah. Where does it come up? It's not in Hilchas Tantilas Yadayim, it's not in Hilchas Bechas Hanenah. Where is it? It's in Hilchas Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Sofik from the Chayt Yaitiv. In the following case, let's say a man is not a religious man, and he has his schnapps, he has his chametz on Pesach, and he dies in the middle of Pesach. Chametz is also b'hanah. He dies in the middle of Pesach, and his children are religious. So what do they do now with the chametz that they got the Yerusha from the father? Are they mechuyev to run right away and burn the chametz? Otherwise they'll be in violation of Bayiro Bayimotze? Or do you say, no, the chametz was also b'hanah, and he said, no, it's not shaloi. It just doesn't belong. Let's say if I have property. So the Gemara says, a member in Baba Kamis, Amar Ablaz, Shnei Dvarim, Eine Beshusha Shaladam, Vasan Akas, Kila Hemeshusha. So one of the examples is Chomets. So what does it mean, Eine Beshusha? So that's what the Ksaisk says. There are two Pshatim. Either Chomets is also Bahanoah, so it's Shaloi, the Eine Beshusha. Or means it's ain't a shaloi in Gansin. The Tzois likes the shita that it is shaloi, but it's ain't a b'shusay, because that's the lashon of Rab Lozer. I think it's in Bava Kama Daf Chof Tes. The Rab Lozer, the Yamer says, shnein dvar ain't a b'shusay. It doesn't say ain't a shaloi, it says ain't a b'shusay. But it's might, it could mean also ain't a b'shusay means ain't a shaloi. So that Gemara says, chometz really, you're not a bailim at all, or you're not a full bailim. Either chometz is ain't a shaloi, or at least it's ain't a b'shusay because it's also b'ano, one or the other. So really, I don't violate by Rabbi Matzah because somebody else has chametz. So why do I violate by Rabbi Matzah if I have chametz? If the chametz is also b'hanoah, so either it's ain't a shali, so it's not mine, it's like Yenim's chametz, or it's at least ain't a b'shusa, which also means I'm not a complete b'alim savaita. So if I'm not a complete b'alim, why do I violate by Rabbi Matzah? Then it's shalchoy atiroi, only if shaloi b'shusa. If it's ain't a b'shusa, the Ramban says on Chumash like that in Parashas Bo. Chometz is sold, there's no problem. If you sold it to a goy, that's not mine. That's no problem. The Amaretach, he didn't sell the chometz. If I have chometz that I didn't sell, so how can I ever violate, how can the Chumash ever say that I ever violate by your Rabbi Motze? Chometz of the Pesach is also b'hanoah. So either it's ain't a shali, or it's at least ain't a b'shusi. So ain't a b'shusi, the Ramban says, no chometz, you don't violate by your Rabbi Motze. In order to violate by your Rabbi, it has to be shalcho b'shuscha. If it's not...
But the Shalom by Yerusha, the children will get it A dover usher to get. They don't want to get something they don't want to get.
No, you get bal karcha. No, you get bal karcha. Right, yeah. Yerusha is always bal karcha. The only Yerusha that's not bal karcha is pishnayim. If the b'chor doesn't want, because it says los is lo pishnayim. So the Gemara says, Yesh nochle matone kari rachmane. The Chumash calls it like a matone. Los says, so if he says he doesn't want, if he's viter, if he's meichel, so he...
Otherwise it's
meichel.
It
can't be meichel.
Yeah.
No, it's not his. If he says he's mevater, comes out that he never gets it.
Never
gets it. If he says on the Yerusha he's mevater, it doesn't matter. Yerusha, you get bal karcha. But the pishnayim, that's like a matona. So if he says he doesn't want, so he doesn't get it. So the Gemara asked this kasha, how does anybody ever violate bal yira bal yimotzei? The chometz also banos. It's either ene shalai or ene b'shusai. So that's what Rabbi Lozer says. Well, that's what the pasuk says. Ason hakosu kiluhu b'shusai. That you're right, Rambal, you're Rabbi Matzah, that's a Xeris HaKosav. That even though you're not at all a Balaam, not a full Balaam. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's a Shailin in Erebi Yehuda, and a Shailin in Echok Yankiv, and it's a Machloikas, a Rishonim, a Achreinim. What's the din in this case? The father died, the father had all the Chometz, he wasn't religious and he died. And then he has children who are religious, and they don't want to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotzei. So if the Chometz belonged to the father, was Shaloi, but it was Ene B'Shusai, but it was Shaloi. Shalai, so goes Birusha. Whatever belonged to the father goes Birusha to the children. So they're stuck with this chametz. So they better go burn the chametz first, or they're going to violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotzei. But if you should assume that he's Suri Hano, not even Shalai. The only thing is, Asan, Akasim, Bilim, Bishusa, Sakzeris, Akasim, that you violate Bal Yira Bal Yimotzei, even though it doesn't belong to you, then there's nothing to Yarsha. So there's nothing to Yarsha. So that's a pilpul that the Achrenim have. Where did they get that Einfall? And Verzok, what do you mean there's nothing to Yarshin? But the it's father was going to violate by Rabbi Matzei, so there is something there. So isn't that called a Kinyan Iser? We have a Kinyan Momin. The Rishonim have such a Malicha. There's a Kinyan Momin, and there's a Kinyan Iser. So at least there's a Kinyan Iser on the Chomet, so shouldn't that Kinyan Iser go be Yerusha? So the Nadi Behuda quotes a Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara says, Beferish, Isur Lebrei Lemaris. The Gemara says, if you only have a Kinyan Isser, it doesn't go Birusha to the children. The Shaz, we don't pass like that Gemara. So that's where the Achreinim of Chepan and Adabihuda, what do we quote? That Gemara goes the following case. If I have an Evet Knaini, so Evet Knaini, the Gemara says, not only do I possess the Evet Knaini like in Didi Mominis, I own him, I have a Kinyan Isser. If I say it's a Kinyan Isser, I own him with respect to Isser Behet and Lamashal. If I'm a Kohen, he's permitted to eat Truma. So his status changes not only in Dini Mominis, that he has to work for me, his status changes in Issa V'Hetta. Or the Gemara has another Din in Yevomis, and Evet Knaini, who wants to participate in Korban Pesach, has to have authorization from the Yodin, which Korban Pesach? He's Mechuyev, Evet Knaini, Mechuyev to eat Korban Pesach. He cannot become a Muna on the Korban Pesach. You can only eat the Korban Pesach if you're a Muna on the Korban Pesach. The Evet Knaini has a friend, another friend, whatever, he wants to eat the Korban Pesach with his Chaver. The halacha says, learned that from a pasuk, that Evet Knaini cannot become memuna on a korban pesach without authorization from the yodin. So the Gemara says that shows that Evet Knaini is gufa kone a kinyan iser. So when you own an Evet Knaini, the Rishonim use such a lush in the Ramban and the other Talmidei HaRamban, you have two kinyonim, so to speak. You have a kinyan mamon, like I own a Gemara, a kinyan mamon. Then you have also a kinyan iser. What happens, lamashal, if I'm mafkir my Evet Knaini? I can be mafkir my house, I can be mafkir, if I would have a house, I'd be able to mafkir my house. I can be mafkir my metaltalim, so I can be mafkir property. So if I have an Evet Knaini, mafkir the Evet Knaini also. So the Ramban explains in the Gemara, what's the din ha-mafkir abdoi? What's the halacha? So he says, hefkir is a din, that hefkir is chal on kinyan moment. Hefkir is not chal on a kinyan iser. So ha-mafkir abdoi, yotzeh lecheris, the kinyan moment is poka. I don't own the Evet Knaini anymore in the sense of dini mominis, but so get shichur. I'm still called the Odon on the Evet Knaini, I'm still the Bailim. The Gemara talks about the Evet Knaini possibly eating Truma, Gemara later in Gittin Taka. The Gemara discusses, maybe the Evet Knaini can still eat Truma, because if I'm a Kohen, even though I was Mafke him, I still have the Kinyan Issa, and he cannot become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without my authorization. So how do I get rid of the Kinyan Issa? So the Gemara says, you have to write a Shtar Shichur. So the Gemara has later in Gittin Taka, what's the din in that case? I had an Evet Knaini, and I was mafkir my Evet Knaini. So, but hefkir is only chal on kinyani mamon. The Ramban has a loshen, he says, and what if a man is mafkir his wife? So she still needs a get. So he says, why? Because he has a kinyan issur on his wife. That's the question. Does her husband even have a kinyan? He doesn't have a kinyan. Mama's question whether he even has a kinyan issur, whether that's even true. That's a big pilpul. Yeah. So the Ramban says that's poshut. That a man is mafkir his wife. That's what the whole masich to get. He needs a get. He has to give a get. So just like the Ramban says, just like hefke doesn't take effect on ishtoi, it's a different realm. It's Issa Vehetta. So Hefker only takes effect on the Eved Knaini, on the Kinyan Mammon aspect, and it doesn't take effect on the Kinyan Issa aspect. So that's what the Gemara has the Machlokes. Hamafker Abdoi, Yotze Lecheres, Avada the Hefker Ischal on the Kinyan Mammon. I can't make the Eved Knaini work for me anymore. But it's Ashayla, whether it's Zorge, Machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether it's Zorge, Shichur, or ain't Zorge, Shichur. So we pass in Zorge, Shichur. I have to write a get Shichur in order to cancel the Kinyan Issa. Now what happens if I die? So after I'm dead, I can't write Ishtar Shichur. So do my children have the ability to write Ishtar Shichur?
If they're not Kohen Esurim, Kinyan Issa does apply to
so
them.
So Gemara has this Machlokes. Yeah. So one opinion, the Nadi Yehuda quotes the first mandam whom we don't paskin like. That's what the Achrenim is.
If there was Mafkin, Lobayodo, they don't have control over them anymore. On the moment of the path.
And the Kinyan Mammon is gone.
Yeah,
so but the Kinyan Issa he still has. The Odin still has the Kinyan Issa. So can the Yarshim get the Yerusha? The Kinyan Issa. So that's a Machlokes. Nadi Yehuda doesn't quote the Machlokes. That's what they chip. Nadi Yehuda quotes the first Mandamar. Where's the Gemara? Lamed Ches. No, I don't think so. It's later. Where is it? Forgot already.
The problem is that he's able to marry a Jewish girl.
Right. You need a Shtar Shichur for that. I already forgot where the Gemara is.
Lamites?
Yeah. The bottom of Lamites. That's right. The last few lines on Lamites, Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about it. Four lines from the bottom. Omar Ameima. Four lines from the bottom of Lametes and Aleph. Omar Ameima Hamafkir Avdoi. Umeis means the Odom died, not the Eved. The Odom died. So the Eved died on Shaila. So also however they ain't lo takana. Why? So the Gemara says because I don't remember where the Lashon HaGemara is, but the Gemara has a Lashon. Isur lebrei lemoris inish. You can't give Birusha a Kinyan Issa. You can only give Birusha a Kinyan Mammon. And the Kinyan Issa doesn't go B'Yerusha. So the Nadi Yehuda quotes that Gemara, and that's how he holds. He holds that Chometz, when the father died and he had all the Chometz, so he says, Yisuri Hanoz Ein Shaloi. And the only reason why the father violates by Rabbi Matzi, he has a Kinyan Issa on it. And once the father dies, Kinyan Issa doesn't go B'Yerusha. So the children don't have to burn the Chometz, they don't have to run, they're not going to be in violation of Rabbi Matzi anyway. And other Paskim disagree, and they hold no, that the Isuri HaNoah not Ein HaShaloi. Isuri HaNoah only Ein HaBeshusai. But it is Shaloi. Vezok, the Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim Ein HaBeshusai Shalodim. The Sharan Niskalef, the Gemara Din is Ein HaBeshusai. Who said it's Ein HaShaloi? The Ktzais quotes Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Memhei writes, the Sharan Niskalef, the Gemara Din is Ein HaBeshusai. So he says, Rashi got it from Ablozer in Bava Kama Daf Choftes. And he says, the Chometz Mishay Shol Salamai, the Chometz on Erev Pesach Heftach Hatzais, is Eina B'Shusai. It means it is Shaloi, but it's Eina B'Shusai. So that's what other Achrayim disagree with the Nadi Yehuda. They say, the Chometz, when it becomes Asabahano, who said that it's Eina Shaloi? It still is Shaloi, just that it's Eina B'Shusai. But since it is Shaloi, so goes B'Yerusha to the children, and the children have to burn it right away. Otherwise, they'll be in violation of Bayur Rabbah Matzah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's a Machlokes, whether Machlokes or Rishayim. The Ritvon Sukkah has in the third Perek in Sukkah. And Lulabah Gozel and Achrayim have the Machlokes, how you paskin, whether Surah HaNar, Eid HaShalai, Eid HaMashusa. But I'll call upon it, one thing is clear. The Gemara said, Mechor Eid HaMochur, if you sell Surah HaNar, you sell a Shara Niskal after Gemar Din. Was Shara Niskal something worse than other Surah HaNar? All Surah HaNar in the same boat. If you sell Surah HaNar, the Gemara says it's not Chal. Why is it not Chal Mechor Eid HaMochur? Either because it's Eid HaShali, period, or even if it is Shali, it's Eid HaBishusi. Ashayla in the Mishnah Berurah had a pasuk. So now the Ktzais is bothered with the kasha. How can the Gemara say on Daf Chof Amud Aleph? that if you write a get, then isuri hano, and you give it to the wife, is good. And even though it says v'nosan b'yodo nesina, usually needs a kishir. We learned the Torah, nesina needs be kishir. And they say shir means a shavei pruto. So here it doesn't mean that. Here nesina means nesina's haget. And I don't care that it's not even pachas b'shavei pruto. It's not even chazil itztarufe. You can have a million pieces of paper. If they're all osabana, it's still not going to be a shavei pruto. It has no shavius at all. So what does the Gemara say that you can write a get on isura hano? And you give it to the woman and she's megureshes. But when you give, doesn't it say v'nosan? Doesn't it mean you have to be makna the piece of paper to the wife? The Gemara says on Chof HaMedeis, if the husband gives the get, about 10 lines from the top, it says Tana Rabbanan, and it says on the left side, Tosefta, the Tosefta and Gitan Tana Rabbanan, Hareze Gitach Han Yerushali. The husband has the get on a piece of paper, and he says, here's the get, but I retain ownership over the paper. So it's no good. V'nosa means, ksav means the letters, the osius on the background. If you just give osius parchas ba'avir, then it's not a ksav. So you have to give the piece of paper also. So give the piece of paper means you have to be makna the piece of paper. So if the piece of paper is suri hano, which is either ena shali or it's ena b'shusi, but whichever it is, mechor ena mechor, you cannot be makna something that's ena shaloi or ena b'shusi. So how can the Gemara say that the get is good? Feltach in the sine, there's not going to be any hakno. So if there's no hakno, there's no nesina. That's the ktsois's kasha. So the ktsois comes to the chiddush, ktsois comes to the realization. That when from Dan, that when it says nechumish benasam biyoda, you don't need hakno. You don't need hakno. Alright, so what is the Gemara saying on the days? Hareze gitach van yorshali. Ainim kareshis. Das ananda nice. If I retain ownership.
It's not
a right, it's not a nesina because I retain ownership of the piece of paper. I'm only giving you the ink, the oisius. I'm not giving the background. But here I have isuri. I'm not giving you. You can keep the paper with the ink, with everything. It's just that it's asabano. So it's ainim shali, it's ainim bishusi, it's ainim shalot, it's ainim bishuso. But there is a nesina. So the Ktzai says, you see from this Gemara, all you need is a nesina. And the Sina does not require Haknoah. And the Chisor and Anamid Beis, HaRezeh Gitach Van Yoshali, is because that's not called an Sina. The Marshal, there's a Gin, Agidigabe, there's a Din in the Gemara later, Get Biyodo, or Meshicha Biyodo. So Gemara later, Ayin Chesa so. The husband gives a get to the wife and has a string, and he gives a get in her hand, and the string is so strong, if he wants to, he can yank the whole get out of her hand. So even though he didn't yank it out, that's not called an Sina. He didn't do an asina. If he's still holding on to the meshicha, mem shin yud ches hey, a ches, as a string. That means some from they spell it wrong. Meshicha with a chaf. Meshicha with a chaf is a continuous meshicha like this. A meshicha means a string in the Loshana Gemara. So get be'er meshicha biyad is done asina. So here's havara no asina. Harei ze gitach van yoshali. He didn't do an asina at all. That's the chiddush of the ktsois.
So you can give a get on the computer.
No, but he has to do an asina. He has to give over.
Physical.
You have to have a ksav and you have to have a mice in the scene of handing over. Yeah, the yoda of an awesome, the yoda. Yeah, you need an asina. That's the ktsois. So the Welt fragt Akasha on the ktsois, how can that be? There is a Gemara later, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. See, this is Freilich HaTorah. That's why you can say this before you even start. Before you open the Gemara, it's Gemara Bava Kama and Gemara Psochem and Gemara. Here it has.
Way to go.
It's a bit of Torah. Torah has when you sit and you read in vain, you've got a little Yigiyav Amol HaShav. This is a Freilich HaZachim. So the Gemara has over here on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, the beginning of Perek HaZorek. So it says in the first Mishnah in HaZorek, that the get is called v'nosan b'yodo, not only if he gives it into her hand. Our minig is that the wife holds a hand like this, and the husband folds up the get, and he puts it v'nosan b'yodo literally. What if he puts it into her pocket, he throws it into her house? So the Mishnah says it's also good if he puts it into her chotzer. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. V'nosan b'yodo, here, Tana Rabbanan, right after the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, v'nosan b'yodo. Ein li ela yodo, maybe it's only good if he puts the get literally into her hand. How do you know even chatzera minayin? How do you know chatzera is also good? Tamlan v'nasan mikomakom. Then the Gemara says v'tanya nami hachi gabi ganef. You have such a similar din by a ganef. A ganef who steals from somebody else has to pay kefil, only if he made a kinyan geneva. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, let's say I'm stealing your behemah and I'm on my way out to take it out. It's walking. I'm holding out behemah. It's walking out. and I didn't succeed in walking out, and then you caught me. The Eidim caught me. So I don't have to pay kefal. I never made the kinyan. If I picked up the behemoth, some mashiach is koine, even the rishus that I'm taking. If I picked it up, it's hagbor. But if I didn't do hagbor, I'm pulling. So mashiach is not koine in the original shus where it was. So I have to take it out of the rishus. So the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, if I'm doing mashiach, schlepping out, and they caught me in the middle before I took it out, so I'm not koine yet, and I'm not chayv kefal. So what happens? What happens? My backyard is next to your backyard. So you have a behemoth in your backyard. And I went and gone for the behemoth. So one fine day, I open up the fence, I open up the gate, and I get your behemoth to walk into my chotzen. I schlep it or whatever. I didn't do a hagbor. I did a meshiche. I had the behemoth walk in by itself, and then I locked the gate. So is that called a kinyan?
No.
Kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer. So the Braisa says yes, a kinyan chotzer is good, is good, is bad. It's good that the ganav is chayv kefal.
Yeah.
The ganav did a kinyan, ganav is chayv kefal. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's what the Gemara says. V'tanya nami hachi gabi ganav. And the Gemara, the fourth line in the Gemara. V'tanya nami hachi gabi ganav. There's such a similar Braisa by ganav also. It says, him himatzi si matzi biyado haganav mishara atchamor atse chayim shnayim shalom. If the ganav stole it and it's biyado, he made a kinyan ganav, then he has to pay kefal. So it says, himatzi simatzi biyodo. Biyodo means literally biyodo. The ganav has to hold it biyodo. Oh, under his, b'shus, tanya na. The what? Yodo. Ainly yellow yodo, maybe only literally. How do you know chatzera minayin? Tamlav himatzi simatzi mekomokom, it's a ribui. That chatzera is kind. So you have two psukim that chatzera is kind. One pasuk by the get, and one pasuk by the ganav. So the Gemara fact akasha, why do you need two psukim to tell you the exact same din? Wouldn't it be sufficient with one din? So the Gemara says, you can dig zachahin, you can dig zachaher, so you need two psukim. So makshim ha'ilam, if the ktsois ha'chayshin is right, that you don't need any hakno by a get, so ma'yishmin teitzel ha'sina, it's totally unrelated. By ganav, you need a kinyan gneve. But the kind of shadav king name by the get is hashal. Is it called an esina or not? So I need a pasuk to say. If it would say that it's an esina, I would know in a million years that it's called a kinyan. And just because it's a kinyan, it doesn't mean that it's an esina. I can invent. I can tell you a lot of kinyanim. Kinyan my mishloshtan, a kinyan chalipin. There are many kinyanim that are not called esina. There are many kinyanim that are not called esina. What is the connection? The Gemara says I need a pasuk to tell me by the get that the chotzer is good, and I need a pasuk to tell me by the ganav that it's good. So the simple reading of the Gemara seems to imply that v'nasan b'yoda needs a hakno. Kinyan chotzer, regular kinyan chotzer. And you would have been able to learn out kinyan chotzer from the get. Ha'makam l'chalik, you can dig zach, so you need the other pasuk. Once you have the two psukim, so they blend in together, that it's one din of kinyan chotzer. So it's beferish against the ktsois. So the ktsois asked the kasha hamza. So he says, whatever would it be good for if chotzer is called nesina? If it's nesina, it's chotzer. The pashup shat is not so. So that's why Abchaim disagreed with this ktsais. That's what they called. Abchaim had a whole beer on the Rambam. Abchaim Soloveitchik said it can't be. The ktsais is against the Gemara and Daf Ein Zayin. You see, beferish that you need hakno. If you need hakno, so what's with the get on isuri hano? Didn't the ktsais have a Gemara that Isuri Hanoah Mechorei No Mochor? So it's beferish. If you sell Isuri Hanoah, the sale is not valid. So Abchaim said, there's a Taisus in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei. Nothing is in there. All over. Like Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, where Taisus quotes Rabbi Natam Shita in the middle of a sugya, what's with this Shara Niskal? The Shara Shiniga Shara Shaharagasa Adam. So the Gemara says that it's also Bahanoah. So the Rabbi Natam has a chiddush on Ein Fal. The shor is only asa b'ano when it's dead. While it's still alive, it's muta b'ano. Let's say I have the shor on this cow and it's still alive. I want to ride on the horse until they take him to the base of skila and they give him skila.
We said so before, didn't we?
No, after Nigmadin.
After Nigmadin, but no, Nigmadin Bezdin declares that the shor is toned skila. But they didn't give it to skill. It's going to take a half an hour. A few hours still are going to give it to skill. So in that interim, and that half an hour.
Then he runs away for 2 years, you don't see him.
So what's the din? He runs away. I hide the shore. Let's say, I hide my shore. So I'm not allowed to. I hide the shore, but I'm very religious. So is it also Bahano? I'm not allowed to get Ano. And Yeriday, I wouldn't violate. And Chashimish, but I violate. So I hide the shore. I don't want to let the Bezdin kill my shore. But is it also Bahano or not? So the Rabbeinu Tam says mutabana. Kol zman, the animal is alive, is mutabana.
The executed.
After they give it to Misa, or if they shechted. The Gemara says, if shechta lacha shenit matina, when you shechted, then it'll be yasta bahano. Or when you'll give it to Skila, when it's dead. But Kol zman, that it's alive. So Rabbeinu Tam says, there's no such thing as a live animal that's yasta bahano. Azaz after Rabbeinu Tam. And Taisus disagrees. All the Gemara seem to say not
like that. It's like
that's the machlekes, not by Odom. Oh, that's by Odom. Mishin, a human being who's nigma dina lemisa is a gavrik tila. A gavrik tila is still alive.
He's still alive.
Gavrik tila is a special din. That har grain and neregol. That's by Odom a special din. Yeah, by behemoths.
Somebody can come and find the head because they shouldn't kill him also. After the bezin give a psak on the Odom. You go with the horse and you wait there. Something might find this.
Okay.
Why can't you apply that?
We'll get to that. That's also a famous Torah. That's a Ran on Adaf. That's also very famous. We'll get to that. But first, we'll finish this. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that a shor on Niskal Mechayim is mutabano machlokes harishonim. How do you read the din in deraisa? What's the din deraisa? Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with all the other Rishonim. Holds that shor on Niskal Mechayim is mutabano. So the Rishonim ask on the Rabbeinu Tam, and that tesis in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, a long tesis. So they ask on the Rabbeinu Tam, stach against the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Men Hey, where it says, "Kaidim shenigma dinai machara machur, lacha shenigma dinai machara ain machur." That after gemar din, you can't sell. It doesn't say lacha shekvar humas hashor, lacha shekvar harguhu. It sounds like it's still alive. Nigma dina cut off point. It's also banor, so you can't sell it. So according to Rabbeinu Tam that it's no mutabano, so why can't you sell it? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Anechtige Tog, the Gemara never meant that the sale is not valid. The Gemara means Ananda Maisa. He says, no, the sale is valid. It means Ananda Maisa. It means if I sell the shore after Nigmadino, it will not get off the hook. He's still going to get the Misa. The Bezna is still going to give him Misa. If I sell the shore, and it has a different owner that before when it killed the person it belonged to me and then I sell him and it belongs to somebody else, so then there's an Asik in the Tanoim where the Bezin has a right to make a Gmadin. So Machara Kaidim Shenig Madinai Machur means Machur and they won't give an Einish Misa, something like a Pan Radashi. Yeah, so the Bezin, according to one Tana, we don't pass like that Tana either. We pass even a Shor Hefker is Chayv Misa. What's the din of Shor HaMidbar? A Shor HaMidbar Shoharag Yisra Adam. So the Mishnah Bava Kama has a Machlaik Yisra Tanayim. Where the Shor HaMidbar, Shor Hefker, Shoharag Yisra Adam. That's the famous places. No, they say there was once a Balabas and he walked into the Beis Medrash, I think, David Tzemach Tzedek. And he said, yes, the Balabatim, where's their Mishnah that talks about a behemoth that knows how to talk? So he said, he's Meshuggah. How does behemoth know how to talk? He says, no, he had Yartzeit for his father, he learned Mishnayis. And often a Mishnah. So no one do. He said, it's ridiculous. There is no such thing. So they said, the Tzemach Tzedek came in and he said, what is he looking for? So he knew his customer. So he knew he must have misread the Mishnah. He thought it said, Shor HaMadaber. So Shor HaMidbar. Shor HaMidbar means a Shor. I have to make a Shor. No such thing as a behemoth that talks. So that's that Mishnah. That's in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Dalet, right before this Gemara. So the Mishnah has a Machloikis Satanaim, Rabbi Yudan Rabbana, where the Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaGesodom, is Chayiv Misa or not. That's a fundamental Machloikis, whether the Einish Misa, when you give the shor Misa, is that a punishment to the shor or it's a punishment to the Bala shor? If it's a punishment to the Bala shor, so it's a shor Hefker, so what shach the punishment? There is no Bala shor. But if it's a punishment to the shor, so then even if it's a shor Hefker, you also give the Yoinish Misa. That's a machlekes, the Ramban Achumish has a machlekes with the Rambam in the Mor and the Buch, and the Ramban on Parshas Noyach. It says on the Pasuk, it says, Miyat kol chayed rishenu. It says, Shafech dam horim barim dam yishafech. A murderer gets the Yoinish Misa. Miyat kol chayed rishenu. So the Ramban says, but it means that if a behemoth kills an Adam, so the behemoth is chayed misa, it's a punishment to the behemoth. The behemoth has enough seichel to understand that it's not allowed to kill a human being. The behemoths have to have a hakoras hatayv to the human beings, because Noach saved them by the time of the Mabul. So after the Mabul, the Rabban Shalom said, Miyat kol chayed rishenu. If a behemoth kills a human being, it's a punishment to the shor. So the Ramban says, and it's not like the Ramam wrote in the Mor Nevuchim that it's a punishment to the Bala Shor, because it's a Machlekes Hatanayim, whether Shor Hefker, Shohar HaGesodom, whether you give an Einish Misa or not. So we pass against Rabbi Yudah, we pass on Shor HaMidbar, Shor Hefker is Chayiv Misa. So that Gemara, Memhei, is right after that Mishnah. So the Gemara has this Shaila. If I sold my shor b'sargas Adam, and then I sell the shor to somebody else. So if you all like the Tana that you only kill the shor, if he has a bailim, a shor hefkenit, so if you switch the bailim in the middle, and it's not Misa, Ugmardin, Shavin Keecho, the Gemara says it doesn't have the same owner, Bishas Gemardin, that had Bishas Misa, is Pata, because who are they going to punish? They're going to punish him, but he wasn't the owner when the shore killed. And they can't punish me, I don't own the shore anymore. So you're left with nothing. So that's how the Rabbi and Tom reads the Braisa. That if Mechora, Kairim Shenigma Dinoi, Mochur, that the Mechira helps, that the shore is not going to get the Yonish Misa. But Mechora, Lacha, Shenigma Dinoi, Eina Mochur, too late. The Mechira will not help to save the life of the shore. The shore is going to get Misa anyway. So he says, the Braisa wasn't talking at all whether the sale is valid, the sale is not valid. The sale is valid after Gemardin also. When it says, Mechora Eina Mocha, doesn't mean the sale is not valid. It's Mutabano. The Rabbi Netam holds it. It's Mutabano. There's no halacha at all that the Shor Niska Mechaim is also Mano. So the Gemara cannot be saying not that the Shor is Eina Shalim. They can't be saying that it's Eina Bishusi. It doesn't say anything. All it says is that after Gemardin, if you sell it, the Shor will not save the life of the Shor. It's going to get the Yoinish Misa anyway. So the whole mocker to say that you can't sell Yisri HaNoah rests on that Gemara, so according to Rabbi Natam, there is no such Gemara. The Gemara doesn't exist. Aye, but there is a Gemara. But what about the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Chof Tes? Where the Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Menem Bishusu Shalodom. So one is Chometz Bepesa, Chometz Achashay Shos, and Erev Pesach was also Banoah. So the Gemara says, it's Eina Bishusai, either means Eina Shalei or Eina Bishusi. And therefore, I really should never be able to violate by your by matzah. But I saw our kosel kila mishusa. So doesn't the Gemara say beferish that chometz is something? It's some incompleteness in my ownership. Otherwise, what's the whole problem of Bal Yeroya? So you see, ene bishusa means either ene shuli or ene mishusi. So baita, what do you do with that Gemara? Right, but otherwise it's not Eina Bishusi. Oh, so Vaita, so you see that it's either Eina Sheli or Eina Bishusi. So it's Tachanof and Gemara, so you can't deny that. So that's what Achreinim say, Chometz Ananda Maisa. There are different kinds of Yisuri Hanor. Let's say Habasa Becholo. Habasa Becholo, by mistake, B'shegi B'mezah, Habasa Becholo. So is there, it's also Bano, is there a din I have to dispose of it immediately? There's a din midirabbana mishum takola. You shouldn't leave it around the house. That's it. The end of the first parak himself. You shouldn't leave it around the house. Somebody may forget and eat it. Yeah. So you have to get rid of it somehow or another. But there's no sinishkin bahala. There's not by chometz. It's an iser bal yirah by matzeh. So by avodah zarah, you're not allowed to leave it around. But either by kriyat chum yom menachem, every minute that you have the avodah zarah, that the kruv is avodah zarah, it's a violation. So that Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Chof Tes that says the chometz mishei shos elamai lachometz and erpes achef tachatzois is eina bishusoi, means either eina shaloi or eina bishusoi, whatever, not a full, not a bailim at all, not a full bailim. That Gemara, some achrenim say that's only, a group of achrenim say that's only by chometz v'kayetzib, is that like chometz and avodah zarah, it's a siri hano which are to'unim ibud min ha'olam miyad, you have to get rid of it right away. So then the Gemara says that it's not Shali or it's not Bishusi. But if you have a different kind of Yisuri HaNoach, we have some Basa B'cholav, have some Klai Akerim, have some Orlo, some other kind of Yisuri HaNoach, that there's no din that you have to dispose of it immediately. Mishum Takol, so the Chachomim made a din, you have to get rid of it. But it's not that it's Ton Ibed Min Oyla Miyad, so then there's no right that it's any Shali or any Bishusi at all. So there's no Kash at all. The Kosval Yisuri HaNoach, maybe Taka doesn't go on all Yisuri HaNoach. If he writes the get on a roll on Pesach, he has a loaf of bread, and he writes the get on a loaf of bread on Pesach, and Achanami won't be any good. He writes the get on Avodah Zarah, that it's Ton Ibn Menorim. That's Taka the Gemara Bava Kama. It's Eina Shaloi, Eina Bishus, or whatever. So there's no Nesina, because Nesina needs Hakna. But the Gemara goes, he wrote it on other Yisuri HaNoach, on any other kind of Yisuri HaNoach, which are not Ton Ibn Menorim. So that's Shali, Ubishusi. And you do a hakno, either yes, but there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin, and the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, it says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, but the Yisuri HaNoah, she's Eina Mekudeshes. And the Mishnah lists off all the Yisuri HaNoah. It says Petach Amar Sei Anozem Bas B'Chalav and Arla Klakam. A long, 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 impressive list of all the Kemat, all the Yisrei Hano under the sun. I listed off in that Mishnah that you can't be Mekadosh with any Yisrei Hano. So it doesn't only say the Yisrei Hano like Avodah Zarah or Chometz B'Pesach. It says all Yisrei Hano. So isn't the Pshat in the Mishnah that you can't be Mekadosh because it's Ein Shali or Ein Veshusi? So Rashi says no, because it's not Shavu Puta. Nothing to do with Ein Shali. Oh, some Rishonim say, oh, Ein Shali. Arena Bishu say no, they say no, Rashi. Rashi says because not Shavu Puta has nothing to do with Shalai and it's Bishu say, but it's not Shavu Puta. For Kesef, you got to have a Shavu Puta. And the Achronim quote, the Mishkanes Yankin quotes, the Yerushalmi and Psochim says like Rashi, that if you make Kaddish with the Surah Hanor, Zainim Kodesh is the reason why is because not Shavu Puta. They don't say like the Yerushalmi, doesn't say like the Rishonim, saying Shalai, Arena Bishu say no. They say simply, it's not Shavu Puta. Vice versa, that it is Shalai and it is Bishu say. And the only problem is that it's not a Shavu Puta.
But Kedushin, if you write it on a Surah Hanor, on Kedushin, it doesn't have to be Shavu on the star, doesn't have to be Shavu Puta.
Then it would be the same as a get, right? Right. It would be the same as a get. The Ramon Ebenezer quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. This din in the Gemara Daf Chof, that if you write a get, and Yisrei Hanor is good, would that be the same by Ishtar Kiddushin? So the Pashto says that it should be the same. So he says, Yeshomer v'Yeshomer. One opinion of Rishonim is that it's no good. So that's what Iktsois goes to town. Iktsois had the Sefer on Ebenezer called the Abdim Adoyim. Where he goes with his, he repeats his Pshat again, you don't need a Nesina. And he says, all you need is a Nesina, you don't need a Haknoah. And he says, well, that's what the Machlokes HaRishonim is that only by a get you don't need a Haknoah, maybe by a Ishtar Kiddushin you do need a Haknoah. Along Arichas Dvar. That's the famous Ktsois on this Gemara. And that's where the Ktsois goes weiter. There's a Gemara later also. The Gemara also, Ashayla, this is, and some yeshivas, this is very fundamental to the Masechta. It's one of the first things they say. So the Gemara raises a problem there. Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the same daf there. Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the din is that the husband divorces his wife by Benasam B'Yodah. He gives a get into her chatzah. So the Gemara has a problem. Calls man that they're married. So there's a din kol mashikonsi shikon abayla, and abayla echel peris nichsim aluk of his wife. So the husband wrote the get, and he puts the get into her chotzer. But his chotzer, he puts the get in her chotzer, but he has the right to use her chotzer. So he's putting the get from his right hand into his left hand. What good is it he puts to get in her chotzer, but he has all the rights and privileges to her chotzer? So the Gemara says, Gita v'yada boin ke'achas. Gemara says, Gita v'yada, the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, the answer is, Gita v'chatzera boin ke'achas, Gita v'yada boin ke'achas. So the Ktsois HaChoshin says, he raises a question of Sima Reish. There's a famous Ktsois, and Choshin Mishv Sima Reish. That people don't know anything before or after Choshin Mishv, but that Sima Reish, they know is a long Ktsois, so he raises this question. I'll say, I have a chotzer, and I want to give you the ownership of the chotzer, so I can be makna the chotzer to you, b'kesef b'shtar of a chazokah. So let's say we make up, I'm going to be makna b'shtar. So I write a shtar, and instead of giving the shtar in your hand, I put the shtar in the chotzer that I'm giving you ownership of. How can that be? So the Ktsois says, does that make sense? The chotzer belongs to me, it doesn't belong to you. So if I give you the shtar, then the chotzer will belong to you. So I put the shtar into the chotzer, which if you'll get the shtar, the chotzer will belong to you. So if the chotzer will belong to you, it'll be called Nesinas HaShtar. So I put the shtar into the chotzer, so let's say that it's good. So the chotzer says he doesn't think that that's good. I'm going to say Gita v'chatzera, Gita shtar v'chatzera boin ke'echad. The chotzer is nicknamed with the shtar, and the shtar is nicknamed with the chotzer. So you don't begin. You don't get off the ground. So but the Gemara said it works by the get. So he says that's the teretz why, because by a get, all you need is nesina. All you need is a mais and nesina, you don't need a haknoah. But by a shtar, by mamon, zakta, you do need haknoah. That's what he says. And now this chep with the whole chotzer. And if you only need nesina, is better.
Yeah.
It also doesn't make any sense. The Gemara doesn't make any. The whole din doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, Gita v'chatzer boin ke'echad? If it's a husband, the wife's chatzer calls man that they're married. The husband has rights and privileges to use it. So if he puts the get into that chatzer, how does it get? How does it begin? The Gemara's kasha. They're good to kasha. So we don't understand the answer. Gita v'chatzer bo'in kiecha. Well, how does it soften the kash? Maybe it softens the kash, but it still doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, but how does no, music, when you give an Eder Kenani money to be mocking himself, to free himself, anything, Masha Khan Eder Khan around, when you give the money, Amanas, that this money should be used to
it's
be...
It's
Amanas. Okay, so that's Amak, like a Satanai. No, Amanas.
That's what I'm saying. The series, particularly out from marriage, so it's assumed that, you're getting this to free yourself. Same thing.
Yeah, but there's no nesina into her chotzer. So far, it's still my chotzer. It's still the husband's chotzer. It only becomes her chotzer after the get is chal. He has the use. She does have, but if it's a chotzer shutzim, it's also no good for nesina saget. It's like get the yoda, mishif the yoda. He didn't do a full nesina.
What would be the din if it's the baal's chotzer? It's not her chotzer where he has the use of nefs and meluk. It's his chotzer altogether, and he does. That put
together,
and he says he is the get and the chotzer.
The
chotzer, no. You won't say get of a yudah bunker.
That's what the ksoi says. No. How is she kind of the chotzer? He writes in the get. I give you authorization. I give you permission to be kind of the chotzer.
It should be good because you don't need an esina. It should be good even.
No, no. You don't need a haknoah as a yodah. But you need a venos on the yodah. You don't need a venos on the yodah. Chotzer. Hey, the yodah chatzer. I'm like, what is it? Venos on. But it's not venos on bechatzer either. It's venos on bechatzer. He didn't even do an esina.
It's better than her chotzer is also a kasha.
How is it good? And for the Gemara, so that's what the says. Avadah, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, Avadah wouldn't work if I want to sell, if I want to give you ownership of a chotzer, and I write a shtar, I give you ownership, but I put the shtar into that chotzer, which I'm makna. So he says, he thinks a double pasha that doesn't work. It's circular reasoning. You don't get off the ground. You have to start somewhere. Why is it good by the get? It's also circular. So he says, no, that's not shver. You don't need akno, it's good enough. So therefore what? I mean, it's less of a kasha, but still a kasha. Still didn't answer. So whatever you're going to answer, it's still a question. Maybe it softens the kasha, but it doesn't answer the kasha.
It's really not the husband. It's really the wife, but he has it for that.
Oh. That's the answer. But the answer is not because all you need is to see it. That's the answer. Even if you already need haknoah, that's not shver. This gemara is not a kasha. If you disagree with the choice, this gemara does not support the choice. You have to give a different interpretation anyway, because basically it is our chotzer, etc.
So if it be his chotzer and he gave it the chotzer and the get together, won't be good.
That will not be good.
Only goes with the chotzer.
It's her chotzer.
That's
what you have to say.
Rabbi, how after the concept of Masha Kana Ebe, Masha Kana Isha Kana Bala, they say you put it into the pocket of her clothes. Is she own her clothes or the clothes owned by her husband?
Okay, same as the chotzer. The same kasha as the chotzer, the same teres. Boin kecha. Same kasha and the same teres.
Is it the same thing in Isha with Bala as I have it with the rabbi? I think there's more. I have any own clothes. Of Isha, he doesn't know it. Even if you say Mashi Kona Isha Kona Bala is not the same thing. Like
Mashi Kona Ebed Kona Rabbi yes. By Yavik Naina, that's a din deraisa. Mashi Kona Isha Kona Bala, that's only a din derabbanan. And it's different also. Mashi Kona Ebed Kona Rabbi is 100%. It absolutely belongs to Mashi Kona Kona Bala. It means he has a exclusive parent. It's not that it belongs. Right, Tosis points out it's less. It's less. Yeah. You raised a different question. That's also a famous topic. Kosval Isuri Hanor, there are different kinds of Isuri Hanor. The Ran points out. The Mishnah, the end of Tmure, the last Mishnah in Tmure, divides all of the Isuri Hanor into two categories. You have Nisrafim and you have Nigborim. Some of the Isuri Hanor, Pigal Naisatame, is Bisrefa. Or what else is Bisrefa? It says, Kiloi HaKerem. Chomis b'Pesach is a machlokes, but ain't be a chomis ever b'sreifa hash b'sas b'chodom. But kloy hakerim, it says in the pasuk in Chumash, lasizu kamachal kilaim pentugdash hamleya hazera shatizva tuas hakore. So the Gemara darshens pentugdash pentukareish. That if you allowed it to turn into kloy hakerim, so you have to burn it. It's ton sreifa pentugdash idarshen pentukareish. And then there's some kind of a drosha somewhere, we don't know where, Rashi and Tosafos say there must be a drosha somewhere, that Orlo has the same status as Kloy HaKerem, so Orlo is also Menan Yisrof. So the Mishnah lists off which Seor Nozir is sometimes Menan Yisrofim. So the Mishnah lists off half of the Yisuri HaNoah are Menan Yisrofim, it's a special mitzvah to burn it. And the other half of the cereal, no, I'm not banana syrup, but you shouldn't leave it around in the refrigerator. You should get rid of it, you should dispose of it, otherwise, chashash takolda, someone's going to eat it, someone's going to get anon. Noiser is besreifa, right. So that's the shaila over here. The Gemara says, Kosval Isurei Hanor. The husband wrote the get, and Isurei Hanor is good. The Gemara didn't make a distinction from one Isurei Hanor or the other. Yeah, but we made a distinction. We the Ktzois did not. But we said you got to distinguish, you got to throw something out. Chometz b'Pesach and Avodah Zarah have to be thrown out because it's ton ibad min olam. So that is Eina B'Shusa Shel Adam. Eina B'Shusa said there's no hakno. So we already said you do have to restrict the statement. Not like the Ktzois says everything. It's everything is included. All these around. So just like we restricted it, we said it cannot refer to Chometz b'Pesach or Avodah Zarah because it's ton ibad min olam miyad. So therefore, it's Eina Shaloi, Eina B'Shusai. There is some kind of Eina B'Shusai, so there's no Akno. So the Ran raises a question, maybe all of the Nisrafin, maybe you have to throw out from the Gemara. It's going to be a lot missing then. Yeah. If you throw out Chometz and Avodah Zarah, all right. But maybe you have to throw out all of the Nisrafin, the Hainu, Kloi HaKerem, Orla, Pigal Neisetame, maybe even Chometz. Well, anyway, we threw out Chometz. Maybe you have to throw out all of the Nisrofim because Kitoisi Mechta Shura. Well, what's the halacha? There are Mishnayis that if you have something, if you have what? If you have a lulav, Shel Asherah B'Shalir Nidachas, so, and a lulav has to have a shear, so if it's Ton Sreifa, so the halacha says it doesn't have a shear. So what does that mean? If it's Ton Sreifa, it doesn't have a shear, it means Kimi She'eno. That means that it's Kimi She'eno. Or it doesn't mean like that. What exactly is the nature of that din? The Gemara in the end of Menachos quotes Reb Shimon, the Tanna Reb Shimon by Choy. Gemara quotes at the Sefta Reb Shimon holds Adin Kol Haimid Lisrev Kisarev Domi. It's very unclear what that means. So the Ran on our Daf has a little bit. The Ran on the Rif has a little bit of a discussion of this. So the Ran raises this question. The Ran raises the question over here about Kosval Yisuri Hanor. What kind of Yisuri Hanor are we talking about? Anyway, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Gittin, they quote the Ran. So there are more, and there's a question what the Girs is in the Ran. So it's not going to help even if I find the Ran. Yeah. It's somewhere over here. And I that's the Ran, and I that. So there are more in Shulchan Aruch quotes or misquotes the Ran as saying the following, that it depends what kind of Yisuri Hanor is. If it's Yisuri Hanor that I'm in Hanisrafin, so then you say, Kol Oymed Lisrof Kisarov Domi. Baharaya, that's the din in the Mishnayos, that Kitoisim Echdeshura. That if you have a lulav Shel Asher, Shalir Nidachas, it's no good. Because they say, Kol Oymed Lisrof Kisarov Domi, so it doesn't have the four Tvachim that it needs. It doesn't have the Hadassim need three Tvachim, and the lulav needs four Tvachim, whatever needs a shear. And it's Oymed Lisrof, it's a Tegdechnish. So the Ramor quotes the Ran, that you have to limit very much the din in the Gemara. The memory that they shalchem itam that they send from Eretz Yisrael, that if you write the get on Yisur HaNor is kosher, is only if it's Yisur HaNor that are nikbarim. But if it's from the Nisrafim, we're going to say Kol Laiman Lisrof Kisarev Dami, and the whole get is no good. So the Vilna Gaon says, he's wrong. The Vilna Gaon says it's a misreading of the Ran. The Ran said like this, the Shitas Chachamim, there's a Machlekes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim. This Tana Rav Shimon, in the end of Menachos, they quote Rav Shimon as making a statement, Kol Oymed Lisrof Kisarev Domi. It's a question if Rav Shimon even ever said it. A lot of Rishonim quote that Gemara, and the Pashtus is they're quoting out of context. It's only a Havamin in Gemara. Pashtus is that the whole thing doesn't exist. Nobody ever said this. But even if the even within the Havamina, so the Dom Ligon said, that's only the Tana Reb Shimon holds. Whatever Zayman the Sreif is, Kimishaino. But we don't paskin like that. We only paskin Kitoisimech to Shur when you need, when something, when there's an object that needs a Shir. A Lulav has to be fourth Bachim tall. So Kitoisimech is like the Chiteis Nachash and Nachashis means he chopped it up into tiny particles. So when you have a Lulav, which is Zayman the Sreif, it's considered as if the Lulav is broken into tiny particles, doesn't have the Chashivas of a Shir. An esrik has to have a shear keegois or kebeitzo. So if it's shali, if it's oimed l'sreifu, I say kitoisimech t'shur. I consider it not kamisha eino. I consider it as if it doesn't have the hashivas of a shear. But a get does need a shear. Theoretically, if you could write the whole get, if it were physically possible, to write the get on a speck of paper or mashu, it would also be good. Just that it's physically not possible. He wrote the get on a big piece of paper, but it doesn't need any shear. So what are you going to say kitoisimech t'shur? That's what the Vilna Gaon Tainas in Siman Kuf Chavdal. That's famous in the yeshivas. It's famous in the name of Rab Chaim. The Vilna Gaon said that. Famous in the name of Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim has it on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. When the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara makes a distinction between a lechi and a korah. When you have a mavui, where you have three walls, so in our Torah you're allowed to carry, but in the Rabbanon you have to put a tiku, you have to put something on the fourth wall in order to be permitted to carry. So the two ways to make a tikkun on the Ruch Revias, for a Mavui, we don't have a Mavui, we have Chatzeris. But if you have a Mavui, so the first Mishnah in Erevin writes, you can either put a Korah. A Korah means like this, you have, let's say, the three walls go like this, and then you put a Korah, a beam that goes across from the top of this building to the top of that door. So if you matter the tiltul in the Mavui with a Korah, the Korah has to be a beam that goes across that's at least a tefach wide. It has to be sturdy. Yeah. No, it has to be sturdy. It has to be a tefach wide. But then there's another way to be matir. If you have the three walls like this, then you just put a lechi. You put a lechi, a tall pole over here, tall, 10 tefachim tall. It doesn't have any thickness. And it just stands there. And that's also considered the mechitza for the Ruch Revias. So the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Peyam and Beis draws a distinction between a lechi and a kor. What if it's a lechi shal atzei asheira, amavad izor? That you have to destroy right away. It's Tony bit Meroy the Mesreifa, and it's Kitoisim Echtashur, and it's Kalay Melisra. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, Alechi Shalashera is good, and the Korah Shalashera is no good. Manishtana, why is it a difference? So Rab Chaim has a famous comment in the Sefer, so he says, the Korah, Tosis there asked the Kashan, the Korah needs a Shia Tefach across. So he says, Kitoisim Echtashur, it doesn't have the Shia that it needs. The lechi doesn't need any shear. Aye, but the lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. The lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. So Rab Chaim says, right, Rab Chaim says it can be chopped up. You don't need that it should be one unit of a lechi. He says, Rab Chaim has the following, in the Sefer on the Rambam, he says, the shear 10 tefachim is not a shear in the heftz of the lechi, of the mechitza. When you have a mechitza 10 tefachim tall, you're allowed to carry. It's not that the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. No, the makom, the makom is dalal adal tvachim. The makom is 10 tvachim tall. The makom has to be mukaf arum and arum. The makom is teifis avir ad yud tvachim. So the makom has to be mukaf. So I'm in this makom. So the first 10 tvachim, whenever I want to walk out, I have to bump into a wall. So I bump into a wall. When you say kitosimech to shur, you don't say that it's kemisha eino. He says if you would hold like Reb Shimon, the same as the Vilna Gaon writes. If you would have said like Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon by Yechoi, that kolaim and this would kisor of dami. Then it's considered Kemisha Eino Domi. But we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Nobody paskins like Reb Shimon. The Pashas is Reb Shimon never said it either. If you look in the Gemara, the end of Menachos, the Gemara backs out, so he never said it either. But the Rishonim talk, Keila Reb Shimon really held like that. So Rab Chaim writes the same as the Vilna Gaon. He says, we don't paskin that Kolay Medlis Reb Kisar of Domi. The only thing we paskin is Kitoisei Mech Dushure. That means whenever you need a Shir in the Cheftze, and the Cheftze Zayim Medlis Reif, it doesn't have the Hashivas of a Shir. But he says a mechitza, a lechi needs 10 tefachim tall, like a mechitza needs 10 tefachim. A mechitza doesn't need 10 tefachim, the chefza, the mechitza. It's not like a mechitza. The makom is always 10 tefachim tall, and the makom has to be mukaf. So the makom is mukaf. Even if he say that the chefza, you have a hechetimtza, the makom is mukaf to the height of 10 tefachim, and the mechitza doesn't have 10 tefachim. So he says, that doesn't bother me. There's no halacha that says it. By a sukkah is different. The sukkah you need a heft of a doifim that should be 10 tefachim tall. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. If you have a sukkah, and the tfanas will be atzei asheru, that is nishtoig. Because there it's a din, you need a heft of a doichen. But in Hilchas Shabbos, Rav Chaim writes, there is no such halacha that the mechitzas have to be 10 tvachim tall. So din at the mokam ad gova yut tvachim is teifas aviro, and the mokam has to be mukav. Yeah, these are the famous teifas. These are the famous teifas. There's one line in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, if you write the get on Isuri Hanoah,
and you give it to her, it's good.
It's good. So these are the two famous topics. The one topic is, how will you makna the Isuri Hanoah? You can't be makna. You can't be makna. So the Tzais claims, you can never be makna any Isuri Hanoah. It's either Shalai or any Bishusai. As I arrive in the Gemara, that all you need is Nesina, there's no need for Haknot. Rav Chaim disagrees and he says it's not true. And then the other topic that they discuss in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah misquoted the Ran. He had a different girsa, whatever. The Ramah writes over here on Kuf Chav Dalet, where this is in Eben Ezer, that if you write on Yisur HaNor, it's only Yisur HaNor that are non-Eimed L'Sreifa. But if he throws out half of the Yisur HaNor. But all of those Yisur HaNor that are Eimed L'Sreifa, take Takanish, because he say, what does that mean? That's the same as saying and Rav Chaim writes in a sefer on the Rambam the same as what the Vilna Gaon already wrote on the Ramah, that's not true. We don't paskin couldn't be that no one ever said we just paskin when the Chepzah needs a shear. Then you say that it doesn't have the Hashivas of a shear. Then the Vilna Gaon throws in another thing. When the Vilna Gaon is masik on the Ramah and Eben Ezer throws in another point. He says, and even if you would have, and even with respect to Kitoise Mechtu Shure, the Ramah is also wrong there. He says, you only say Kitoise Mechtu Shure, the Gemara only has it by Ashera, because it's Oymed Liibud, it's Ton Ibid Min Oilam. He says, what if you have Orlo Klai Akere? It's a Brentnish, you have to burn it. Abish Brentnish, you have to burn it this second? So put up a sign at Zorah, so you won't need it. He says, there's no halacha that you're not allowed to have. It's not like it's not by your rabbi mutz, it's not like yidbuk b'yadchum yuman acher. He says, the only time we apply in the Shas, he says, the only time we say, kitoisi mech the shiure, that it doesn't have the hashivas of the shiur. If the thing is ton ibid min oila miyad, if you have to destroy it right away. But he says, we never say it by all of the nisrafim. He quotes Taisva, says like the Ramot, Tosis in Soita, the Afchavim basic was, Tosis says like the Ramah, that by Orla Klaakerim, Tosis says beferish, Orla Klaakerim, you should say ki Tosim mech teshur. So he disagrees with Tosis. The Vilna Gaon holds that Tosis is wrong, that the whole klal of ki Tosim mech teshur only applies to those, only to Asherah. He says, the Gemara never said ki Tosim mech teshur of Dushin, that if you Mekadosh and Isha, but Yisrael knows, Enim Kodesh, and Rashi said, it's not Shomer Puto. So Rashi said, an olive tree, so how valuable can the olive shall zayis be? Obviously it's less than a shover pruta, much less than a shover pruta. So you see, you don't need a shover pruta. Amar Avashi, afanana amitanina, I can prove in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, state that olive shall zayis is good, even though it's not shover pruta. So who had dinami Yisraelna? So the Gemara, no, you can't prove it from the Mishnah. Maybe it's different. Dil Mishami Alam Shal Zayis. The Chazi Litzarufi. If you have a whole bushel full of Alam Shal Zayis, then it will be worth a Shalat Puta.
He doesn't give it to him. He doesn't give up a bushel.
No, not a cloud. An Alam Shal Zayis has a worth. It's worth a millionth of a penny. So if you have a million of them, it'll be worth a penny. But here he can have a million Yisrael. No, it's never going to be worth a Shalat Puta. It's not even worth less than a Shalat Puta. Yeah.
Where does the Gemara make the comparison to the problem of Nesina?
Like the Tesis pointed out, the Gemara had before, Nesina usually requires the Kishir. So the Gemara said before, Yechil Nele Nefsa Lele Kuli Gita Di Almo, I can pass the Lele Gitin because it's not Shavet Pruto. So the Gemara said, you don't need Shavet Pruto, even if you write on Yisrael.
You see, like, this is like a choice.
No, Gemara didn't consider that. The Gemara thought that that's not the Chiddush. The Gemara thought that's not the Chiddush. The Gemara understood the Chiddush is that it's called an Esina, even though it's not a Shavah Kuta, even though it has no Shavis at all. The Gemara didn't concentrate at all on the other aspect. It doesn't show for or against the Tzad. By get you do need nesinim. It says in chumash v'nosim biyada. We just have the Rav Chaim had a debate with the first whether he needs hakno also. Whether nesinim needs hakno also or not. But maybe nesinim needs a shear. Maybe it's only called nesinim because shear.
Why doesn't the Gemara assume that the chiddush is that even though it is Yisurei Hanoah, and by using that Yisurei Hanoah, he is saving himself the klaf or the niyor or whatever, so he is taking advantage of Yisurei Hanoah?
That's state the Farish. It says b'diyevet. The Achronim say, k'sov al Yisurei Hanoah, kosher is only b'diyevet. The Chatkili, you're not allowed to take Yisurei Hanoah to give the get. He's saving himself a penny. So Abadi is over the Yisurei of getting Hanoah from it. He's saving himself money. If he wrote the get and Yisurei Hanoah, he's not so religious, so he didn't know, and he gave it, so the get is chal. What are you going to say? Yovid lo mahani. What are you going to pass over the yevid?
Maybe he did an isur by.
He's zichadin an isur. He's saving himself money by using the Yisurei Hanoah. He wasn't allowed to do it because he's saving money. That's what Achrayim Amadai. It doesn't say kosrim get al Yisurei Hanoah. It says b'diyevid. Ksov al Yisurei Hanoah is kosher b'diyevid. Even though he's in violation of the Yisurei Hanoah, that's correct. So the Gemara says, we pass like this. This Sholchem Itam, this letter that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael sent to the Chachmei Bovel, comes from the Tanoim. The Gemara says, Tanya, there's a Braisa, Rebbe Yomei, Rebbe Yudah Anas, he says already, Ksavah, Yisurei Hanoah, Akosha, the famous Braisa, that supports what they said. Nofak Levi, Levi was one of the Talmidim of Rebbe Yudah Anas. Nofak Levi, Drosha means he said it in public. He said in public this halacha, Mishmei de Levi, said it over the name of Rebbe. That's where the Brisa says. So the people who were listening got the impression that it's only a minority opinion. If Rebbe says it, sounds like, say, Rav Soloveitchik said you have to like tefillin on Wednesday morning. Everybody says you have to like tefillin on Wednesday morning. What's the chiddush? Only Rav Soloveitchik says. They say, Rabbi Yudah Anasi says, if you wrote a get, Anisa Anas, good. It sounds like that's his opinion. It sounds like that's not shared by the other Tanoim. So Levi said it over the name of Rebbe, that was the Brisa. So we'll all kill Sua. So the listeners were not happy about it, because they held that the din should be... Everybody should hold like that, not just Rebbe. Yeah. Then, on another occasion, the Gemara says, Mishmei de Rabbim. On another occasion, he didn't say it in the name of Rebbe. He just said that the Tanoim all said that that's the din. Vikil Sua. Then the listeners praised it. He said, oh, now you said it right. That's Taka the din. And you should not say it over only in the name of Rebbe Yudah Anasi. Zog the Gemara Alma, you can infer from this story, Hilchus HaKavaseh, that's Taka the Din, because they praised it when he said it over the name of the majority opinion, because the listeners, Mustami means the listeners were also Talmid HaChamim, that's what Taisa says, the listeners were Talmid HaChamim, and they were voting, and they were saying that that's the halacha, so don't say it over just in the name of Rebbe to imply that that's only Rebbe's opinion. So that's what we pass on halacha. Tan Rabbanu Shteita and Abraise, it says in the Chumash, because of law, Sefer Krisus, so the Tana Darshan's because of that if you engrave the get on a piece of metal or a piece of wood, it's no good. You mean to say that if you engrave, it's not called ksiva? It's no good for Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, you have to have klaf and you have to have yo. But what's wrong, I get? There's no halacha of klaf and yo. However you make the ksav, it's good with chakika also. Why should it be no good? And then more quotes on Maisa Shahoyat. Frag the Gemara. Uraminhu, what, there's a braisa that says the din is that an eved needs a shtah shichur the same as a getisha. You learn out kupshal anitan la meisha. You learn out all the dinim the same. It says there are two ways to free. The pasuk is speaking about shivcha charufa, a shivcha knainis. So it says hafte loin evdasa, a kupshal anitan la. So hafte loin evdasa means she was loin iftis bekesed. Stam pidyon is bekesed. So that's how I know that a Nebuk 90 is Mishtachar Yetzilacher is Aide Kesed. And then it says, Achub Shalai Nitan Lo, and she wasn't freed in any other fashion. So what's the other fashion? So the Gemara says, You learn how to Xer Sheva, Lo La Misha. It says, By Get Isha because of Lo Sefer Krisus. And here it says, Achub Shalai Nitan Lo, we didn't free the Shivcha Knainis. How it doesn't say. So it also means Aide Shtach. So that's the Pasuk that tells us, that Pasuk by Shivcha Harufa tells us, the two ways to free the Eved Knaini and the Shivcha Knaini is either Aide Kesef or Aide Shtar. So the Shtar of the Shtar Shichur of the Eved Knaini is exactly identical or cannot identical with the Getisha. We had on the first parak, all the dinim that are shover. And nonetheless it says, Eved Shiyotze B'Ksav Shal Gabi Tavlo Pinkos Yotze L'Cheres.
if the Yadon gave the Eved a Shtashichah that was carved out, it was engraved on a plaque, a tablet of wood, a metal, they the fairy said it's good. So it's good by an Eved Knight, it's good by the Isha also. The whole mark about the Eved Knight is from the Isha. So you see that Chakike is a good Ksav. It just says what's no good is Avolai b'ksav shal gabi akipo v'anduchteri. Let's say they buy fancy yarmulkes, yeah. So they write all kinds of things on the round. All kinds of people write all kinds of things on the yarmulke. So let's say the Odin writes on the yarmulke, Hareata ben Chorin, Hareata liatzmucha, and he says, here's a new present, here's a yarmulke, and he gives him. So the Braisa says that that's no good. Why is it no good? Why is it worse than the engraving? If everything is good,
yeah,
so what's wrong with the yarmulke?
Not distinguishable.
So Rashi says, the Beis Yosef points out that Rashi says over here, Anduchteri, he says, keep as a yarmulke.
Yeah.
And then he says, it's no good. Vimrikmu aleihem oisios haget. If they attached on the letters of the get, Hariyata ben Chorin, Enuksav, Lefish Enukosu v'kavua, it's not really held on tight. Alamuta lala beged, sitting on top of the beged, Ushnei Roshav Tchuvim. Just the top of the letters and the bottom of the letters are just held on a little bit, but it's not really hugging well. So the Beis Yosef says, so what about the way they make today?
Yeah.
They crochet, they knit it in and out. Right. So then he says, then it is good. Then it would be good if the Baal writes a get for his wife on such a yarmulke. The women are wearing yarmulkes today.
Yeah.
So the husband wants to get rid of his wife.
Okay. On the chalakav.
Or the Odin writes on a shtashichra on the yarmulke for David Knaini, and he writes that he has someone do it through and through with a good ksav. Then the Beis Yosef says, Allah Hamayis, it's good, because Rashi said the only reason why it's no good is because it's not really attached well. What do you see from Rashi? That's why Moshe has a whole tshuva about this. What do you see from Rashi? That ksav has to have a background. That's why I remember in the yeshiva once years ago, one of the boys, when we learned Shabbos, Masechah Shabbos in the yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik wanted the boys to say chaburis. So the first week, one fella said, a funny chaburah, if you shecht Netilus Neshama is one of the Ovis Malachas. So you discuss, what if you shecht the treifa? Maybe I should say the behemah that's a treifa, an Odom is a treifa, is a gavrik tila. Maybe a behemah is a treifa, is also a gavrik tila. That's when you just raised. Nigmadinoi. So maybe if you shecht the treifa, the Minchas Chinuch marries is a possibility. Maybe the behemah is considered as if it's dead, so you're not chai mishum Netilus Neshama. So he pilpels, there's a Gemara Beferish and Chulin that says that you are Chayyim. So he has a whole pilpel about that. So one of the boys said that Rav Soloveitchik was very angry. Well, Haktar Chayyim, of course, and often it didn't that Yichah. He didn't like that. Then the next week, one of the kibbutzes said a Chabura about skywriting on Shabbos, Kaiser. A guy has one of these skywriting. So he said, there's no issue to do skywriting because it's only Ksav if it has a background. Is Otsius Parchas Bavir? If it's Otsius Parchas Bavir, that's a Rashi on Omid base. If you have a get, that's Otsius. Rashi says, Hareza Gitach Mani Yarshali is no good because Otsius Parchas Bavir. So you see that it's only called Ksav if you have a background. And then he discussed this Bacher, now he's married already, has grandchildren, a big Talmud Chacham, but he's still missing a couple of them. So he spoke about eating alphabet soup. Moichek. Is it an Issa Moichek? So he said that since the Oisiyas have no background, so it's not called Ksav. It's only called Ksav if it has a background. So there's no Kaisev on skywriting, and there's no Moichek on eating the alphabet soup. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was too much of a joke, so he discontinued all the chaburas. He said, I'll say the shim. This was, I think, on Wednesday night he started. He used to just give shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday. He used to give the shiur Marie on Tuesday night. He went back. So 2 weeks in a row he started that let the boys say chaburas. He wants to hear them say chaburas. So he didn't like the leitzonis and he stopped. Anyway, but that's Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Rav Moshe has a tshuva based on these gemaras that ksav, it's only called the ksav, the fellow said the chabur, learn by Rav Moshe. So he said, Rav Moshe is true. It's only called ksav if it has a background. So that's Rashi, the Beis Yosef was Madaik and Rashi. If the ksav is holding on very tightly to the yarmulke, then it's taka ksav and a background. But if it's only tacked on top and on the bottom, attached a little bit, but it's not really holding well, then it's taka oisis, pochas, babi, so it's not called ksav. So that's why the get is no good. That's why it's no good. By the ksav shal gabi akipa. Moshe has the tshuva. The shaila is it a malacha of ksiv on Shabbos if in the shul they want to announce what page it is in the middle of the dam by putting up the numbers, or if he plays Scrabble, right? If he plays Scrabble. So Rav Moshe says, if you just put the letters one next to each other, so they're not held together. So what's for kaisev? The letters were there before, and there's no kaisev. But what happens if, apparently there's a new kind of Scrabble board which will hold very well.
With magnet.
With a magnet, something like that.
Magnetic board.
So if it holds well, then he says there's a hashash of ksiv. Even though he didn't formulate the letters, the letters were there from before, but it's holding in together. So he has such a tshuva also about hanging up the numbers of the pages. So he says each number sits on a different hook and they don't really hold together. So he says that's there's no tzirif between the two. If it would hold together, then you would have a shayla. And he talks about this Rashi. It's not exactly the same. Rashi is talking about the letters holding onto the background. He's talking about the letters holding with each other. One letter, one number next to the other.
The scrabble on the background.
Anyway, so in the middle of that shuva, that's where Rav Moshe talks about hanging up the page numbers on Shabbos. In the first Chelek Arachayim, in Igros Moshe, that's where he talks about this Rashi. No, I don't think so. No, it doesn't talk about the Yalfet Tzut either. So the Gemara effect Takasha, how can you have a brisa that says V'kos of Eloi V'chokak? State the Feirish that if you engrave a Shtar Shichrur on a background, on a metal or on wood is good. And for the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Hod V'chok Tach, so Hod V'chok Erech has been learned already. If you engrave the Oisiyas themselves, then it's good. But if you carve out around the Oisiyas, inside and background, the Oisiyas Avoylei, so you never did exceed it, that's no good. Right. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this in Hilchas Tfilin and in Hilchas Sefer Torah, that let's say ink spilled on the whole piece of paper, and then I erase a lot of ink, and the ink that's left forms Oisiyas. So they quote that that's called Chok Toiches, and that's no good. You have to have... The toich means, let's say you have a letter samach. So the letter samach has a circle in the middle, and then it has a lot of empty space on the side. So if you carved out the middle, and you carved out the space around it, and mainly the samach is bele, so you never made a ksiva on the samach. So you never did a ksiva, that's no good.
Like
tasa v'lo menosri. Exactly. Davnei neza makes that tushto, the tasa v'lo menosri. Right.
So if it's etched in, it's okay, but if it's falling, it's
so if you scratched it in, so then you did the asiyah on the guf ois. That's called chok yireches. You made the yerech, the limbs of the ois. You engraved, so then
you
it's good.
The same concept with matzevus, with tombstones. The old tombstones, the letters were blotting out. Mm-hmm. So we used to chop around it, and the letters coming out. So. Shuchnat Taka mentioned those should not be read during Kol Shabbos.
Oh, so if you
nowadays,
made it,
it's chopped in. It's etched in.
Right.
The sheen, with the four roshim.
Yeah.
Comes out like this.
Yeah.
But you hook it around.
Yeah. It's not really a ksiva if you're all like that. Yeah.
The same was the first also
chokim? They were chakukim, that was chok yireches. They were carved in. It wasn't burdock. There was an empty space going through. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tfilin and in Hilchas Evatar, this is quoted, that we assume all the later poskim assume like that, that the din of chok toiches is not called ksiva. Doesn't only apply to Gabi Get, it applies in by Sefer Torah also, and there's the Machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba and Hilchas Shabbos. If a person does Ksiva on Shabbos, Aydei Chok Toiches, whether it's Chayv or not, the ganze Machlokes, is there a Tzushto or not. There's a famous essay over here, on Adav, in the... Rabbi Yankiv Gesundheit has in a Sefer Gittin, I forgot, but Tferes Yankiv has in a Sefer Gittin. He disagrees with all the poskim. He says he looked in the Rishonim, the big Rishonim don't say. He disagrees. He says, how did you make a drosh over here? Because of Eloi v'chokak. What's the difference between, if it says in Shulchan Aruch that the din of chok toiches is possible, both by ksiv and by chakika, it does make a difference whether it's ink on paper or it's carving out. You can do chok toiches and chok yireches by ink. You can have kosher and possible by, you can have kosher and possible by engraving also. So how did you make a drosha because of Eloi v'chokak? Ksiva is sometimes good, sometimes not good. Chakika sometimes good, sometimes not good. So what's the difference? And if it would have written in the Chumash v'chokak, right? V'chokak v'loy chok yirecha. So what's the drasha based on? So he says the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. He's always very daring and very original. He writes in the Hagdama to his Sefer that he doesn't understand why they don't let any Rabbanim. He was a contemporary of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said a famous Hesped when he passed away. He was fired by the Russian government. Where was he? The Rav in Warsaw, I think. He was fired by the Russian government because he didn't have a university degree. That's when they tried to get the Jews to become a little modern. So then he passed away in exile. So when he passed away, so the Beis Halevi said that he was really the Varshavarov, and the government had no right to fire him, and he deserves the Hested like the Varshavarov. He said the pasuk b'mitzvah hasavisecha amlocha asher hoyu lefanacha yisrefucha, that even though the Babylonian government fired that king, I forget everybody which melech it was, Yoshio or someone, but nonetheless he says when he died, the Novi Yirmiyah said when he died they're going to give him the covet that he deserves because he was the melech. So he writes, he just lived 120 years ago. So he writes in his Hagdama, he doesn't see why they so why the generation is so restricted, they don't let Talmid HaChachamim breathe. He says, why don't they let people express their opinion? Everybody has to pass him the same as someone put out a sefer. So I'm okay if the pass him like that sefer. So he says, I have the right to say whatever I want. So he writes very often, he writes against the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't pass him against the Shulchan, but at least in his sefer Chidushim he writes. Over here he has that Chidush. He says, if the Chazal, if the Braisa learns that because of Alei Chokok, Vais Dois, that there's a difference between Siva with ink on paper and engraving. So that's what Itain is. When you engrave, that's the only time that there's a difference between Chok Teichas, Chok Yireches. The Chok Yireches, he said, quotes the Rambam that it's not called Ksav at all. But he says, ink on paper, it doesn't matter to Medrei Tahin, to Medrei Taher. Whether you wrote the ink on the paper, or the whole paper was black and then you erased it. Ink on paper is Ksav. What's the difference? That's what he tells. It goes into a whole discussion. It has all original. It's all against the Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Well, Linetta, next week we'll have to continue. Mara has, how do they have the ksav on the tzitz, Kodesh Lashem, was bole. So how do they make it bole? Wasn't it going to be a chok teichas?
How
the luchas was chok yireichas. Because it says that was me'ever al eiver. That was through and through.
We need a ksiva b'tzitz. And Moshe does not
ksiva. We'll have to discuss, was it ksiva with ink or was it ksiva with just with Oisius Boltus? That's a discussion also. What's going on? Okay, we'll have to discuss. And today Sedra, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned Anshi Sedayim Roi Mahatoyim Lashem Yod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to destroy the whole city Sedayim. So he felt that he has to notify Avram Avinu. How can I hold it a secret from Avram? What's so bad if you hold it a secret from Avram Avinu? So the Medrash has a comment on the pasuk. Siv in Tilim it says, "Sod Hashem li reyov uvriso lohodiyam." Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved his secret for the one who is the Yirei Shemayim. What's the Sod Hashem li reyov? Ezu Sod Hashem. What is the sod that Hashem wasn't megala to anybody for so many years? Zu amilo. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed many mitzvahs to Adam Rishon, but he revealed many other things. But this secret of the Bris Milah, he didn't reveal for 20 generations. It was 10 generations for Adam till Noach, and 10 generations from Noach till Avram. He wasn't Megala till Avram, and Avram Avinu wouldn't have been able. That's how the Mefarshim say. He quotes over here the Mefarshim and the Medrashah. Avram Avinu apparently. Avram Avinu kim kala teru kulach lo nitna. So the Mefarshim ask Akasha, so why did he wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah him ala mila? Why didn't he volunteer to do bris mila on his own? So they give various terutz, and everybody gives another terutz. It's also a good terutz. He may as well do it, but it's mitzavah, so why should he volunteer it? The terutz and mitzavah, all the terutz are interesting. So the Mefarshim on the Medrash Rabbah say, the answer is that this was a... how did Avraham Avinu figure out what the mitzvah was? How could he volunteer to fulfill Kodim Shenitnu? So the Medrash says that Kloyas Yoyatzos. He figured out on his own. How did he figure out on his own? Because the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah. Stakol Beraisa Boras Olam. So the Torah was the blueprint of the world. So Avraham Avinu had insight. He looked at the world and he can figure out from the world all the mitzvahs.
He could figure out, he could never figure out Bris Milah. Bris Milah is such a deep, dark secret that Soyd Hashem Lirev. So he had to wait till Avraham Avinu was Megala the Sod, he wouldn't be able to figure it out. For 20 Doiris, the big Nevi'im and other Marishans spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. He couldn't, no one could figure out, Avram couldn't figure out. Hachamar Avraham Avinu unesan aloi shenemar ve'etam brise beidim enach HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Megala the Sod to him. So then the Medrash continued. Then the Medrash continues. That Avraham Avinu knew all the Seidus. Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the Seidus, Matan Torah Galisi Lo. By the Bris Ben Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what's going to be generations later. It's going to be a Matan Torah. Gehenim Galisi Lo. By the Bris Ben Absarim, he showed him what's going to be. What's going to be with Gehenim. Things that are far off. And Dina Shalzdom Lamachar Ve'enim Megalalo. What about the immediate future? I'm not going to be Megalalo. It doesn't make sense. Then the Medrash says everything was in Zgalat Afilu Hilchas Erevich Atzeres Hay Avram Yadeya. He was able to figure everything out. Then the Medrash says even Dinim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara, this is a famous Medrash that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ein Yom Yom Shein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mecharish Halacha BeBeis Din Shal Mailo. My time I passed the Kinnim Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Mecharish Dinim every day. Talmid Chachamim are Mecharish Dinim every day because the Beis Din Shal Mailo is Mecharish Dinim every day. There's every day the Rechidushim. So the Medrash says, "Afilo oisam halachas hay Avraham Avinu yodeya." The Gemara learned the Medrash learned that from the pasuk. Avraham Avinu, everything was in Galata, but the sod of the Mila he couldn't figure out. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, the sod of the Mila to him, so he felt so close to him. The idea of Mila is supposed to show that Bnei Yisrael are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than everybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said everything was Megala to him. Now he knows the sod of Matan Torah and the sod of Gehenim and all the Erevei Chatzeres, even the Dinim Derabbanan. He could perceive in the world. How can I possibly hold back from him the sort of what's going to happen tomorrow? If the Rebbe Shlomo wants to destroy the city's dome tomorrow, he has to tell. So the Medrash continues to say that was originally, the sort was only in the Zgala to Avraham Avinu. Then the Medrash continues to quote more psukim. B'tchilo haya sod Hashem l'yireyev. Originally the sod was only given to the Yirei Shemayim. V'achakach la'yishorim. There isn't exactly such a pasuk. There's something similar to that. Lo yishorim sodo. Dachakach la'neviim, as it says in the Navi Amos, ki liyas hashamakim dovikim gila sodo alavadav hanaviim. So in every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels so close to certain yichidus gula that he feels he has to be megal all of the sodos to him. So that's the mashmos of the pasuk. Avraham Avinu is the man, he's my Yish Sod, he's the one who knows, he knows all the status of the world. So that's the Pashtas. There's a Mishnah in the last Perek in Pirkei Avos, in the Perek Kinyan Torah, the last Perek where it says, Kol Olam HaTorah L'Shmo Zechel L'Dvarim Harbe. So it says in the Mishnah, the Megalon Lo Rozei Torah, the Megalon all of the status. And it's not just Avraham Avinu, there are people alive today who remember having visited the Chafetz Chaim. I remember my father-in-law told me, other people told me, that they visited the Chafetz Chaim, they would ask him for Eitzes. He would tell them the Eitzes before they asked the Shaila. They came to ask an Eitzes. My father-in-law wanted to ask about the army, how he's going to avoid the drift, and others. Others should go to America, go here, go here. When they came into the room, he started telling them, I think you should do this, before they even asked it. And sometimes people would come in, the Chafetz Chaim would be old and tired. He would say he has to take a nap, he's tired, he can't even talk to them. Then he would wake up. He would tell them the solution to their problem before they told him what the problem was. And the Chafetz Chaim said, when he was an old man, so he said, oh, they used to, Minah Shemaim used to tell him all the Seudas, and now he's an old man. When he was telling him the Seudas, he was telling him the answer to their problem before they even asked it. He says, now he's an old man, they don't show him anything, Minah Shemaim anything. But they did show him. That's exactly what this Medrash is saying, that in every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows all of the seudas of what's happening in the world and the solutions to the problems to the people whom he feels very close to. That's why over here he felt that he has to give this seud to Avraham Avinu.